The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Harden one-on-one here. Yeah, James doubling up the Clippers. Clean up on aisle three. Clean up on aisle three. Someone call someone because there's a clean up on aisle three as a man is down.
How does it look from court angle? Oh no. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not good. That is just not good. Here it is from up top. Ouch.
Clean up on aisle three. Okay, whatever. It was pretty badass, though. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. It's 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Let's have some fun today. The first thing I noticed is that they're tearing the ceiling out here.
Yeah, they're...
We're going to be on TV
soon. Yeah, they're getting us ready for our close-ups.
Yeah, live stream. So
I'm thrilled about it.
I know. I'm going to have to actually start dressing reasonable.
Not me. You ain't changing me by putting a couple cameras in here, don't you? I don't know who you think I am.
Yeah. You can finally film your sessions in there.
Oh, yeah. That's what I've been looking forward to. Sometimes when you're not here, Fred, I'll have a lady in the studio.
Oh, really?
No.
About to say, because the studio's usually full. It's not today.
I usually don't care.
Yeah, that's true. But, well, they took Bangy the Sex Bear, so I guess you have to bring women in here now, right?
Yep.
But, oh, boy. Did you see the Black Spotted Zebra just sent us yet another sex teacher? The Florida one.
Is it the same one I was telling you about
yesterday? No, this one's like hyper hot, and she apparently had one with a 14-year-old student.
Ooh.
So, God, lucky little 14-year-old.
Yeah. You mean abused
14-year-old? Yeah, sorry, they poor abused 14-year-old.
Yeah.
So, okay, nice that the Rockets got another win. They're playing really well. Obviously, we're going to keep, you know, until they're in the playoffs. You're always going to have that little grain of salt. But that was a pretty cool move that Harden put on him. But, okay, I never listened to the radio calls over there.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty bad.
No, that was the TV call.
Oh,
that was the TV call?
That's what I was guessing.
That was the road game Craig Ackerman.
Oh, okay.
He used to be the radio guy. Now Matt Thomas is the radio guy.
Oh, okay.
Matt Thomas does all the radio now?
I don't know if it's all of them. I know he does the Rockets games.
That's what I'm saying. He does all of the Rockets games, home and away?
I'm not sure. Because I think Craig does studio stuff when they're at home, because Bill Worrell does the home games, I believe, right?
So did Ackerman get fired from radio?
No, I think he got... It's a promotion, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a promotion.
Did he decide to go do TV and Matt Thomas moved into his spot?
And I'm my guess is that Craig is taking over for Bill after Bill retires. So I'm guessing they're easing him in.
Okay.
Okay. Play that again then, because I want to analyze this. If he wants that job, he's going to have to do better than this.
Sorry, I closed it.
Oh.
Hold on. I'll have to find it.
Jeez. Yeah. I just assume because you just played it might be there.
No.
But oh well. Somebody's asking, why weren't you guys out at the Bad Pants Open today with everybody else? That's because we cost too much.
Yeah. Mm. I also heard, like, basically all the golf's done by now.
Right. Everybody be done. And by the time we're finished with the show,
it
would be dark and lonely. We don't want that.
What's the point?
Plus, I was listening this morning when I was driving around.
Yeah, it was a little spotty.
There were some issues.
A little bit.
Not going to lie. First off, they couldn't get it to work. So John and Dell were headed back to the station. And then they were told it was working, so then they had to turn around and go back.
Oh, boy.
And so I think we had an hour of Wingo and Golic.
All right, here we go.
Mark one-on-one here. Yeah, James doubling up the Clippers. Clean up on aisle three. Clean up on aisle three. Someone call someone because there's a clean up on aisle three as a man is down.
Okay, okay. Let's stop right there. What does someone call someone mean?
Someone need clean up.
Someone call someone. That could be anything. That could be Jong call Fred. AJ call Jong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Call the maid to come clean this up.
I don't know who would call who.
And okay, clean up on aisle three. Maybe that was okay. But why are you doing that three times? That's all you got for that kind of move? This is like a big moment. This is going to be all over SportsCenter, and that's what you got.
That's your move.
Yeah. I used to think he was really good when he did UH games way back when, and I never really listened to him on radio because the only times I did it was such shtick that I can't stand that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess you got to have a big call at the right moment. I'm going to give him a failing grade on that one.
Here's ESPN's call.
It worked. I thought it was going to be... Hard.
Oh, he stared at Wesley Johnson, and then he hit the three. Wow.
And so, turnover. Let's take a...
So, pretty simple.
Yeah, they went straightforward. That's what they do. I'll give cleanup on aisle three the edge over that.
Yeah. Did you see that Joel Embiid called it disrespectful?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said, I liked it, but it was disrespectful.
It was a little disrespectful, but it was a little funny.
It was.
I mean... I enjoyed that, actually. And I know, look, I love it when guys are out there having fun, and I think they were having fun, and the team was obviously having fun, and even even the victim was kind of smiling about it. It was a little disrespectful, but you can get away with that in basketball.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I am too.
I mean, at that point, I think they were up 31-7. Yeah, yeah.
It was already disrespectful anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they that three put them up 31-7.
Okay. Yeah, they got him last night. You should have laid the 8.5.
Yeah, I thought about it, and then, of course, I missed my one hockey play. That hurt.
I went 3-0 last night. I was
nice.
Finally got back on the winning track.
Yeah, I really thought that was a good spot for the Rockets. That number just it was a little much for me, and oh well, my mistake. I was right, though. Second of a back-to-back for the Clips, and... You knew the Rockets were going to be pissed off.
They didn't show up.
Yeah, they didn't. And DeAndre Jordan was just kind of eh.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. But, hey, your Rockets have won another one.
There's not much else to say at this point about them. They're really good.
Yeah.
But none of it matters until playoff time.
When they need to be healthy.
Yeah.
That's basically it. But, I they're fun to watch. I watched some of it. I mostly watched the UH game last night because that one to me had a little more meaning. But yeah, I figured they're in. But another road win over a decent team doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
So now I think you're looking at improving your seeding. Maybe get to 6 or 5. You know, I think 5 would be absolute ceiling if they won a couple of games in the tournament. And maybe beat Wichita State or Cincinnati in the tournament. I think that might help.
That would help.
But, yeah, thought they're pretty good, man. They're sneaky good. I think they could win. I think they can win a game, maybe two if they get the right matchup. I like that they've got a nice veteran backcourt. They've got athletic bigs who are kind of interchangeable. It's kind of a good-looking tournament team. And Kelvin Sampson's pretty good with a tournament team.
He's doing all right.
So. I saw a projection today. They had, I think it was CBS, but somewhere had them as a 6th seed.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think I made a list earlier. I guess it was yesterday. I kind of put together my preemptive thing, and I believe I had Houston as a 7.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that's mostly what I've seen is 6 or 7. I saw 1-5, which I think is too high right now. I don't think that's impossible, but they still have to accomplish a little bit more, in my opinion.
Boy, I'll tell you what, looking at Joe Lenardi's bracketology, that would be the ideal draw for UH. He's got them as a 7 in the West, which gives him a first-round matchup against Oklahoma, whose the wheels have fallen off. I mean,
Oklahoma may not even get in, yeah. man. If they keep doing this.
And a second-round matchup against North Carolina, which, let me tell you, any of the other two seeds, if UH played them, I'd be like, oh, good luck. Purdue, Duke, Michigan State, good luck. North Carolina, that's a winnable game.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. That's the draw you want.
Let's make that happen.
That's the draw you want.
Okay. NCAA committee, just do what Joe Lunardi said.
Yeah.
Because I'd take him over OU right now.
Yeah. His Lunardi's last four in right now, Providence, Louisville, USC, and Texas. First four out, UCLA, Syracuse, Nebraska, Washington. I
agree or disagree with that?
I would have Nebraska in, Texas out right now.
Nah, I wouldn't argue with that.
And he's got Baylor in. I don't know if Baylor's in either. Hmm. So there's some wiggle room, and there's still games to be played. And obviously the conference tournaments are going to be big, and the Big Ten tournament started today. Like the big ones are getting underway, which I'm excited about.
713-780 ESPN the Big 12 to me is kind of, it's interesting because you've got a lot of teams that are pretty good and they're starting to cannibalize themselves a little bit. And you kind of look up at the end and Texas is going to have a losing record in the conference. Does that mean they don't deserve to get in the tournament? No. I mean, I don't know if Texas is the best example of it, but it's a pretty good example.
It's a good example. Yeah. Well, Texas is,
they've got some good wins.
The Big 12 is really good. You know, it's not like, if you're a game or two under 500 in the conference that all of a sudden, everything else you've done is out the window. But, I think Texas is going to need, I would guess, two wins in the tournament. And they probably need to beat West Virginia even before the tournament starts. I guess that's on Saturday. They need to beat West Virginia and then win a couple games in the tournament or even a game in the tournament would give them a shot. But if they lose to West Virginia, they're 17-14. They probably need to get to the conference final. Hmm. And it doesn't seem likely, especially the way they're scoring or not.
Yeah.
Rather.
All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And, that Florida high school teacher is by far the hottest of...
She's pretty good.
...any of the teacher-student things I've ever seen. Says Stephanie Peterson, 26, was arrested on Wednesday and charged with two counts of lewd or lascivious battery and one count of transmission of harmful materials to a minor.
She gave him pot.
I gotta tell you, this is a dream relationship. This is a hot woman who comes and picks you up at 11 o'clock, stays with you until 2, brings you weed and sexes you. I'm sorry, if I could have that right now, I would take it.
Yeah.
And if I was 14... Oh, my God. But she began a relationship with a student in the 8th grade in November. Student told detectives that it started with her sending him nude photos. Plus. That's a plus. He reported that she then started driving over to his home at night and on several occasions picked him up around 11 p.m. and brought him back around 1 or 2. Said she also brought him marijuana. I mean, this is a perfect woman. And that shouldn't be a crime. The victim's grades began to suffer after the illicit relationship began, and she told him they couldn't tell anyone or they'd get in trouble. I don't know about you. I'm keeping my mouth shut. I'm not telling anybody.
I wouldn't either, but...
But police were alerted to the relationship on Tuesday when the teen told his parents. What a knucklehead. She was arrested and held on $25,000 bond. She has resigned from her teaching position.
What do teachers who resign in shame for sleeping with students, what do they end up doing, would you guess?
That's a good question. I mean, I think she's got a career as an Instagram model ahead if she wants it. There's that. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd be kind of curious. There was a Law and Order episode where the woman waited till the kid was old enough and married him.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's probably
happened in real life.
Yeah, well, because they take stuff from the headlines. But, yeah, this one's pretty solid, man. God, I can't imagine. Oh, well. I just can't. That's like, if you ask me, that's just the perfect situation. People wanting me to tweet out a link that has a picture, so I will tweet out the link. Well, I'll retweet what Black Spotted Zebra sent us. Hey, we got a bunch of guests today. Quentin Demp's going to join us at 5.
Yes.
We'll talk a little college basketball with Brad Powers. And Beth will be in today. She was not in yesterday.
Okay, big day.
So, and I have just retweeted his tweet. So now you know what she looks like. There's a couple other things. You see Robert Kraft, not the father of his girlfriend's child.
Whoops.
He seems to be supporting it, not the biological father.
Right.
So,
I mean, did he know that the whole time?
I don't know. They just basically, they sent out a press release saying it's not his biological kid.
I mean, that's odd. And he's 76. They've been dating for 5 years. And basically, yeah, they're trying to keep it a mystery. I don't get it. I want to know. I want the answers. But I think Bob basically just said, you want a baby? Okay, have a baby.
Yeah.
And now he's smart because if he's not married to her, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to put something in the mix that is going to take your inheritance.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, go ahead and get knocked up by a tube or some other dude. I don't know. I don't know what the deal was, but yeah, I guess good for him. He's twice her age. He's 76. She's 38.
She might be a little old for him now, for him being a rich like that.
Yeah.
And that's...
God, that's like me and you. Like, I'm 37. You're 74.
Oh, stop. Stop. Get out of here with that. Ain't that old.
You're pretty old.
Nah, not really.
You're not that old, but you're pretty old.
No, but if I were a Robert Kraft kind of rich, I could be...
You'd have something like that?
I'd have like 26-year-old, 27-year-old probably.
That yeah, makes sense.
Maybe a former Florida school teacher that brings me weed. I don't know. Yeah, but that's neither here nor there because I'm not. I'm not that rich. Who should be more humiliated, the husband or the teacher? I don't think she was married, actually. I think she was single.
No, I don't think so either. Although there was a teacher yesterday that we didn't end up getting to talk about. Yeah, she was a special ed teacher.
Yeah, that's just wrong. That is.
She was having sex with one of her special ed students, and she had a husband and a kid. All right.
Haitian Diva wants to know, would your reaction be the same if the teacher was a male and the student a girl? Absolutely not. Yes,
no,
there
of
is
course,
a,
it's
there,
different.
There is a double standard.
Standard.
Yeah. I freely admit it. I was a 14-year-old boy. And when I was a 14-year-old boy, I would have loved this. And I don't think it would have made me any worse to wear for it. But, you know, but I don't know. I probably would have been a victim. You got any plays for the people tonight?
I've got a couple. The one I've already made is UL Lafayette minus 19.5. Against Arkansas State. I think they're going to score 110 points tonight. They're just going to have their way with that team. I'll probably have another one. If I do, I'll let you know in the 5 o'clock.
Okay. You love you some Lafayette, man.
I do.
I got two tonight. The main one is Minnesota-Arizona over 5.5. That's my main play. The other one I like it, don't love it, Devils plus 110 at Panther. So.
Okay.
Devils are, for some reason, they continue to be undervalued by Vegas, but that's a really good hockey team. So, there you go. There's your two teams. 713-780-ESPN.
God, that's bad. Did you see this thing from Lamont?
No.
Shane Albright, said one time for J.J. Watt, Heroes for Children Top Golf Charity. And he's got like a signed football. And it looks kind of like J.J. Watt's signature, but it says J.J. Watts with an S at the end.
Yeah.
And J.J. said, man, whoever faked my signature on that ball didn't even know how to spell my name. DM me an address and I'll send you a proper signed ball to auction off. That's pretty funny.
Oh, I'm guessing about 70% of the stuff floating out there is fake. But for charity stuff, come on, man. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, and Kyle says people mock him, but stuff like this makes me not understand the hate he receives, which JJ does get a lot of hate, but he puts himself out there a lot.
He does, but. I don't know. I think the guy does a lot of good, and I like him.
Yeah.
Somebody says the teacher was married to a firefighter.
The Florida teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Hmm.
Steven says, if Kyle Tucker continues to play well in spring training, is there any way you see him making the opening day roster? No. Go about 0.0.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to wait to keep
the... Yeah, they don't want to start the clock on that, dude.
Yeah. And they don't need him. I mean, that's the thing. Even with Yuli out, they don't need the guy. They got plenty of bats.
Yeah.
I heard Charlie say something this morning on his little minute that Gurriel is the seventh best hitter on the Astros. Well, yeah, obviously, Correa, Springer, Altuve, 1-2-3. Altuve won, obviously. But those three are better. I'd say Marwin... better hitter last year.
Yeah.
He said Bregman, which, yeah, I would agree that he'll be better this year.
Josh Reddick was better last year.
Josh Reddick was the other one he mentioned. So that makes him seventh.
That ain't a bad seventh best hitter to have.
No, or not have for a few weeks.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Yeah. Roddy takes a point off for being bat bleep crazy. So looks eight. So she's a one because he's going to take 7 points off for.
It's a lot of points.
Well, let's be honest. You know, it's a 14-year-old. You shouldn't be doing that. All kidding aside, I would probably take the 7 off for that as well. But
a full 7, huh?
No, I don't know. I mean, plus 5 for bringing him weed. If you bring me weed, that's a plus 5. Easy. So. I see you already have somebody lined up to fill in for me Monday.
Yeah, Adam Wexler's going to come in on Monday.
Cool. You got the rest of the week. I'll actually be back next Friday while we're at, because we have an appearance at the Hyatt, and I don't want to miss that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm actually in town Monday, but then I'm flying out Tuesday.
I think that I've got something worked out for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't, none of it's finalized, but, but I know the people I want to use. I just don't know the order yet.
Okay. So I'm going to try to unplug for a few days. We'll see if that actually works.
Good for you.
And Josh will be handling Sports Map, and so I kind of want to give him a shot to kind of handle that without me messing with it and see how much work it is and that kind of thing. So But yeah, I'm gonna be zipping up to Toronto for a couple days.
Zippity doo dah.
Yeah, I'm actually not going when the wife's going the first couple days because I didn't want to fly on the only flight I could get there was way in the back, and so I waited till I got a better flight. And I have some doctor stuff to do Monday anyway, so I could have done the show Monday, but you already had Wex, so we're good. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You paying attention to any of the combine stuff?
Not really. Yeah, I mean, just what's been going on in here while it's on TV.
You know who I feel bad for? Lance.
Why?
Because, I mean, he's up there and he's doing all this stuff, and nobody in Houston cares about the draft this year because they don't have any picks.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's not – that's not necessarily his audience all the time.
He's got a national audience for the website, but here locally, right. He gets all excited talking about it, and it's like people are like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one cares for radio purposes. Yeah.
Who's the third-round offensive tackle we can get? It just doesn't work. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I saw a story that I thought was kind of interesting. The most iconic movie locations in every state, so the things that are filmed the most.
Okay.
Like Central Park in New York is like number one, as you would expect. What would you guess would be the most filmed thing in the state of Texas? And I'll give you a hint. It's in Houston.
I would have guessed the Alamo.
And that would not have been correct.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you never think about, and then you'll go, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Is it NASA?
Yeah, Johnson Space Center. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You think about all the movies they made there. And so that is by far apparently the most filmed thing in Texas.
I didn't realize they always used the actual NASA facility like in movies. I always assumed they just made like a fake one.
Have you ever toured that place?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always assumed the same thing. And then the last time we had some family in town a few years ago, we took them there. And I looked, I've pretty much seen this in every movie that ever had space in it.
Yeah.
So it made sense. Are you curious about any other states or?
California, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Let's see. California is, drum roll please, Venice Beach.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense though.
Yeah.
Whenever you do a beach shot in a California movie, it's always Venice Beach.
Let's see. Where else? What about Florida, man?
Florida, South Beach. Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, here's one for you. Nevada.
Is it like a specific
casino? It is a specific casino. And my guess would have been MGM, which would have been incorrect.
The Mirage?
Caesar's Palace.
Ah, I thought maybe the fountains would.
That Bellagio, you would think that. Yeah. Or I would have thought MGM because it's so big and it's right there and it makes for a lot of good shots. But think about it with those Caesars. That makes sense.
Are there any sports venues?
There's a lot of sports venues. Illinois, Wrigley Field.
That makes sense.
Hawaii, Aloha Stadium.
Okay.
Actually, the only movie I've ever seen about Hawaii was Pearl Harbor. I didn't see Aloha Stadium in it.
Fenway for Massachusetts?
No? Georgia Dome for Georgia. Massachusetts is Castle Hill.
Mm.
Maryland is Oriole Park.
Okay.
Louisiana, you ought to be able to guess that one.
Is it? I mean, I guess it's Bourbon Street.
It's Bourbon Street.
I didn't know if there's a specific.
Yeah. No, it's just Bourbon Street. Some of these are Alaska, Katmai National Park.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. That's what I would have guessed.
Arizona is the University of Phoenix Stadium.
Really?
Yeah. That one surprises me a little bit.
Yeah.
Although, if you think about it, there's not really iconic areas of Phoenix in the Phoenix area.
But you would think there'd be like it'd be the Grand Canyon, would be my guess.
Yeah. But no, it's University of Phoenix Stadium. Colorado? Red Rocks Park and Amphitheater.
Red Rocks. Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
Here's one for Juggalo NASCAR Trey. Delaware is Dover International Speedway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I bet Indianapolis, it's the Speedway too, or Indiana.
Yeah, it's Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Kansas is Kansas Speedway. There's a lot of speedways. Is that all because of Days of Thunder and Talladega Nights?
I got no answer for that.
Because I'll be honest with you, if I'm filming something, I'm not saying, you know what, I think I want to go to, I want to go film in Kansas.
Yeah.
And use that, you know what, no, Delaware. That's even better. I want the Dover International Speedway. Yeah, I could see Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Wrigley Field, things like that. Kansas Speedway? Okay. Kentucky, it's the Creation Museum.
That's a made-up place.
I would have never guessed that. I would have guessed Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
But now that I think of it, I haven't really seen many movies with Churchill Downs in it.
Yeah. I don't know what I would think for Kentucky.
Then again, why would I be filming a movie in Kentucky?
But that's a good point. Get a good tax break, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know what the tax break things are there. I know Mississippi has really good tax breaks right now.
I think it always, it changes because it used to be
Louisiana for the
Louisiana,
longest time.
And that was like the, that was the place to go shoot movies, but.
And Wyoming is Yellowstone National Park.
Oh.
No shocker there. So it is amazing how often, not just in movies and TV, where you see Central Park in New York. It's almost everything. So Tyler says, yeah, I work here at Jonathan Space Center, and so many movies and music videos get filmed here.
Huh.
Celebrity and charity tours are abundant as well. It's a poppin' tour spot. So it is a pretty cool, it's a pretty cool place to take the whole tour. Like I've gone out there a couple times and just, you know, we go into that main area and take the kids and stuff like that. But when we did the whole tour, that was pretty awesome.
I can't think of the name of the prison, but there's a prison in, I think it's in Ohio or Iowa, where I know, like, there's been a ton of movies filmed, including Shawshank.
Yeah.
Tango and Cash, like, all the prison scenes were filmed there. I can't think of what it's called.
It's called Mansfield.
Yeah.
It's in Ohio. Shawshank was filmed there.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
I think most prison movies end up being filmed there.
That was one really large man that just ran the 40.
Yeah.
Like, boy, this guy needs a sundial to time his.
Do you they said today that I think Sam Darnold said that he's not going to throw.
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
No. If I thought I was going to go in the top 5 picks, I'm not throwing at the combine. I'm throwing at a pro day under controlled circumstances.
Yeah.
Because all you're going to do is maybe put some doubt in people's heads. If you're out there and you're not on the same page with the receivers and you're throwing routes you're not used to throwing, which if I'm a team, I want to see that. I want to see how you handle it. But if I'm a player, no. How do you have an international speedway? Cars drive through multiple countries? I've always wondered about that.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's very interesting. I noticed that when I was down in Galveston last time, they're calling Shoals Field Shoals International Airport. I never see a plane take off or land there. And now that's an international airport. What the hell's going on with that?
Nonsense. Trying to get that big city. Or maybe they're starting to realize that maybe we should be an international airport, not because people don't fly to Houston because it's so damn expensive.
I would like
we talked about. The fees.
I drive down there to fly out of there. I would too. Having flights out of that place. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I'm supposed to tell you about sports, Matt, but David Gal just did. And he does it better than me. So there you go. Good column from Barry Laminack today on Astros options with Yuli Gurriel out.
Yeah.
It's kind of the main thing. So you can go check that out. 409 says it's an international airport because they bring in flights from Mexico. Lots of burn victims fly in and go to Shriners Galveston. Okay. That makes sense.
Who knew?
That's why I asked that, because I knew someone would be able to tell me the answer to that. Makes perfect sense. I wish they would turn it into a real airport and we could fly out of there. and I wouldn't have to pay all these fees that we have to pay in Houston. 713-780-3776. And some other news. Rob Gronkowski not going to retire now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I don't think he ever was. These guys at the end of the year, they always feel like, oh, man, I'm all beat up. Maybe this is it.
Yeah.
And I thought this was interesting. Kind of how the mighty have fallen. Mike Singletary trying to get a high school head coaching job now at South Lake Carroll.
Oh, man.
He has inquired about the opening at South Lake Carroll in Texas.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're going to be a high school coach, that's a good place to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big name. Yeah,
probably make some good dough there. But, man.
He was most recently a part of Jeff Fisher's Rams staff in 2016.
All right.
That's probably why you're not getting a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
But that was a guy who moved up too fast.
I mean, he
went from linebacker's coach to head coach. And
it never worked.
And, yeah, he really hasn't been the same since. He hasn't really gotten any – he hasn't been on any teams that would help rebuild his reputation. I don't think high school is going to do it, but good luck, Mike. And the other thing that I just kind of news today that I thought was interesting is that Dana White thinks Brock Lesnar's going to return to the UFC at some point.
I've heard that. It wouldn't shock me. I mean, he's running down that suspension right now.
They kind of need him, don't they? I mean,
he would help.
As far as crossover stars, you know, people who get the average person interested,
Conor McGregor.
That's it, and he's not fighting.
He's not fighting, yeah.
Ronda Rousey's gone. I think she did a little of that. John Jones, I think you could say
he's
maybe.
He's not fighting either.
But he's not fighting either, so, yeah. By the way, John, did you see that they've moved up the release date for Infinity Wars?
Yep, are you by excited? A week. Excited, very excited.
Cool. We moved it from when to when?
May 4th to April 27th, just a week up.
Huh. Wonder why they did that.
It may be because Deadpool moved up a little bit. So there was going to be only two weekends before, I think, Deadpool. And then Solo came out the week after that. But I don't know. But the Deadpool thing was announced a while ago, a couple months ago. So I don't know if it's reacting to that or not. But apparently they're going to do another announcement tomorrow about something.
I mean, why are they having announcements about a movie that's coming out in 3 months? I mean, that doesn't even make sense.
It's like less than 2 months now.
Okay. No. Didn't you say it's May 24th?
No, May 4th.
May 4th?
And then it got moved up. Now it's moved up to April 27th.
Okay, so it's still over 2 months.
We're in March now. No,
we're in March.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Today is March the 1st. It's less than 2 months.
Man, of all the records that Black Panther beat, I think this one's going to even beat that.
I don't.
The first Avengers movie hit $1.5 billion globally.
Is Black Panther in the movie?
Yes, yes.
Oh, maybe it will.
He's prominently featured in the trailer, so.
Well, damn right he is. He's a big star now.
He is a big star.
Isn't everybody in the movie, though?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the first half of two, right?
Yes.
Spider-Man's in this too, right?
Yes.
I do like that. How many more movies is Robert Downey Jr. going to be in?
I think he's coming to the end of his contract. He's either going to re-up and like just pop up like he did in Spider-Man, or they're going to kill him.
Man.
Same with Chris Evans.
I'm going to guess a whole bunch of people die in this one.
They don't do that, though. Like, Marvel and Disney don't kill their stars.
Well, they should. I think they will this time. I mean, it's Infinity War, right? It's not...
Yeah.
You know, we got to have a bunch of them die.
And did you know that the Groot, the baby Groot, is actually Groot's son, not actually Groot? Like, he died in the first Guardians.
Right.
And then the little tiny Groot, that's actually a son, not the original.
It's like a tree.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we talking about? It's his son.
Who cares?
It's his offspring.
I mean, like, was the other option that it was him reincarnated?
Yeah, yeah. That's what everybody thought it was.
Oh, I just assumed that it was like his seedling. It was a sapling.
To be honest, I never gave it any thought.
I mean, yeah.
It's a baby Groot. Ooh, you can't kill off Groot completely because little kids would get upset.
That's right.
Hell, they sell a lot of toys.
Yeah,
it's true.
They do. I still, Guardians is still my favorite of all of those. I'm kind of interested to see what happens when they wind up in Infinity Wars when they put them all together. Apparently, or were you on Westworld or no?
Yeah.
Season 2. Apparently, a lot more characters than we thought have survived for season 2.
Okay.
Obviously, the robots are supposed to be taking over, but Ed Harris will be back. A couple of other characters that I wasn't really crazy about, but Lee Sizemore, who was the arrogant writer, he somehow survived. The British guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Thandi Newton, obviously, and Evan Rachel Wood are going to be the big stars this time.
Yeah.
But
hopefully they don't pull a Khaleesi.
Yeah, yeah. And then the brothel worker, Clementine, is back.
Clementine.
Yeah. I find her quite appealing as a robot sex thing. 713-780-ESPN. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back,
sports.
We're going to have Quentin Demps.
Oh, yeah.
Theoretically. Hey, let me give this away on the way out. Win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me in the special ESPN section this Saturday from 6 until 8. Don't call unless you're free Saturday from 6 until 8. Come out and get free food. You can also hang out with me. That's cool. Don't forget about the special suite packages. Start at just $299. That's a great deal, man. You get 10 people in on that. Comes with food and beverages. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. Let's do caller 15. You're in. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.